Hand off to Fredrickson at the 30. He'll be forced out of bounds at the 23. Well, twice was nice. The third time is history. Pella becomes just the fourth Iowa football team to win three straight undefeated state championships.
As the Iowa high school football season comes to an end tonight, 96 teams will be left with their dream of a trip to the Dome and a state championship. Tonight, we'll give you an inside look at how the field is set and how each team's road to the Dome is determined. Todd Tharp, assistant director of the Iowa High School Athletic Association, is one of the men tasked with the project, and he filled us in on the process. Let's get the easy part out of the way. It's really easy to pick the teams in 4A and 8 player, Iowa's largest and smallest classes. The top two teams in each of the eight districts get in. Head-to-head results and point tiebreakers are used if needed. But we don't have any teams in the playoff mix in those two classes, so let's turn our attention to the rest of the state. In 3A, 2A, 1A, and A, the top two teams in each district still get in, but there are only seven districts, so two wildcard teams are added to the mix. Tharp says that after the district champions and runner-ups are determined, the first thing they'll look at is district records among all remaining teams. If that forces a logjam for the two spots, they'll see if they can eliminate anybody from the pool.
We're going to look at if there was any team that defeated one of the other teams. So if Team A happened to beat Team B, maybe they played each other in weeks one or two of the non-district season, then that eliminates Team B from all options of being in the postseason.
If that still leaves too many teams on the table, the next tiebreaker is each team's district point differential. And if that still doesn't settle the matter, they'll go to the alphabet, and it won't hurt to have Lady Luck on your side.
We actually grabbed every letter out of the alphabet that has a school that has that prospective letter in it, and we just randomly pulled out that letter. So this year it starts with the letter D, as in David, and goes in reverse alphabetical order. So it goes D through A, and then spins all the way around, and then goes Z through E.
Once the 16 teams are set in each class, they'll be posted to the association's website for review and a short challenge window for any team who feels they were incorrectly left out. Tharp says they've only got it wrong once, and that was because a score was reported to them incorrectly. The field will be officially set at approximately 12:30 tomorrow morning, which is when Tharp and his team will start mapping out the playoff bracket. The only firm rule they'll abide by is that a district champion cannot play the runner-up from its district. After that, it becomes a geographic puzzle.
Kind of what we'll do is, the best that we can is try and divide the state into half and try and have eight teams on one side and eight teams on the other, I guess, to be as simplistic as we can.
And since we're in central Iowa, that leaves all of our local teams in flux. As an example, Tharp said that three-time defending champion Pella's draw will strongly be influenced by the teams who qualify as the wild cards.
If Bishop Heland and, you know, say Winterset were to be the at-larges on that side, then obviously, yes, that would tilt things for, you know, Pella maybe have to go east and have to go through a Solon or a Xavier or a Assumption or a West Delaware. If they're both on the eastern side, if it happens to be a Marion and a Decorah or something to that extent that gets in, then, you know, Glenwood or a Webster City maybe having to come down to Pella.
In the first round, each of the seven district champions will play host to a playoff game. Pella in 3A and PCM in 2A have that locked up, and Pella Christian can clinch that advantage in 1A with a win tonight. The eighth game will feature two non-district champions. The Eagles fall into that pool with a loss, and Pleasantville is hoping things break right to join the party. Tharp says that when they set the bracket, they don't rank the non-district champions, and the eighth first-round host isn't determined by any kind of seeding.
It just depends on where that matchup ends up, so it has nothing to do with, particularly with those the two district runner-ups. It's very difficult to try and say, well, we think they're the best runner-up team. It just all depends on kind of where they're at geographically.
Like last year, a bracket will be set in each class going all the way to the state championship game. And when those brackets are released, there's bound to be a few unhappy fans, such as Pella Christian a year ago when they learned about their second-round trip to Iowa City Regina. Tharp says that the Iowa High School Athletic Association's top man will have signed off on their final product.
Our boss, Mr. Bestie, will come in and we'll give him the final walkthrough of how we're going to go through with things, explain why we did what we did here, so that, again, once we, if we get any questions about, well, why did you send this team this way, or why did they go here, that we have a rationale, an explanation for that.
And after everything's gotten the A-OK, the brackets will be released immediately. We won't have to wait until mid-morning Saturday like last year.
1:30, 2 o'clock, early Saturday morning, the brackets will be up on the board. There will not be a selection show like there was last year at 9 o'clock or so, so we will post them on our website and let everybody see at that particular time the brackets and who they play and their road to the Dome.
And that journey starts next Friday night. Just as we have all season long, we'll be following Pella, Pella Christian, PCM, and hopefully Pleasantville with wall-to-wall coverage on KNIA, KRLS, and KNIAKRLS.com. Reporting for KNIA, KRLS Sports and Football Friday night, I'm Trevor Castle.